Mountain View County. A county resident who lives west of Sunder once again embarked on a 40-plus kilometer, one-way trek to Olds in recognition of the 41st annual Terry Fox Run. Ken Carrick, who for the first time last year completed the journey, decided to give it another go. The 57-year-old had previously attempted the lengthy jaunt of about 45 kilometers in May 2020 to test his mettle. "It was just one of my personal goals," Carrick told the Alberton during a phone interview. Successfully completing that milestone, he committed to doing it again for the 40th anniversary of the Terry Fox Run. "I knew it was possible. Not easy, but possible," he said. This year, confident in the knowledge he could do it, Carrick decided to give it another go rather than running along the nature paths at Snake Hill and the local river trails. "As long as I can do it, I'm going to do it," he said. Reaching his goal is more important than setting a time record. "It was long. Took me 7 hours and 40 minutes," Carrick said, adding he alternates between walking and running as required. For the final 10-kilometer stretch, he was joined by daughter Maddie, 21. Expressing appreciation for everyone who supported his campaign, Carrick said he raised about $2,400 courtesy of friends and family along with a couple of cash donations through his meat market in Olds, with all of the funds going to the Terry Fox Foundation. That total placed him among the fundraiser's top earners in the country. "We are delighted to share with you that the 41st annual Terry Fox Run was another great success," reads a portion of a message sent to him by the foundation. "That success was due, in large part, to your magnificent fundraising effort, which places you among the top 5% of fundraisers across Canada. We cannot thank you enough for your commitment to Terry's dream of a world without cancer." With the 240-plus kilometer runs now under his belt, Carrick continues to set his sights high. "The next thing that I'm planning is to cycle across Canada," he said, adding he enjoys cycling. "I've been riding my bike to work once or twice times a week." The ride, which he is planning for next summer, will also serve as a fundraiser for the Terry Fox Foundation, he said, adding the organization that for decades has kept alive the Marathon of Hope has also started a one-day ride for hope. "I haven't done that one before, but I got some information about it," he said, adding his trip will of course last longer than the foundation's one-day ride.